The NAMA 2006 convention closing session was a brunch that features a presentation by Dr. Barry Richardson. And Dr. Richardson, you're going to talk about how to get extraordinary results from ordinary people. I guess first question I might have for you is, do we actually have ordinary people?
That's a great question, isn't it? And the answer is no, that we're all extraordinary. But something happens, and it may happen in our families or happens in school, and certainly happens in the workplace, that they suppress, repress the capacities we have. So my basic theme, which is a very simple but powerful one, that if we can create the right environment, have the right incentives, and have the right tools, that we can elicit ways to reduce costs, improve products, and enrich the lives of the people in doing it.
Well, you're going to talk about the 10% principle. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So this is a basic theme that I've had for the last really 25 years. I've been going around the country telling this story. And it's really a story that you know, Chuck, and everyone knows. But it's in a few words, it's this. When you go into the real world, physical world, the difference between what's ordinary and extraordinary is a huge amount. So Mount Fuji is huge, and a little hill in West Virginia is small. A redwood is huge, and an oak tree is small. So this differential is immense. And if you told someone, oh, you can be extraordinary, you know, an oak tree can become a redwood, it's not going to happen. But, and here's the good news, in almost all areas of human endeavor, the difference between those in the winner circle, those who are stars and stand out, in any work group, in a church, in agricultural marketing, the differential is very small. And the metaphor I use for that is 10%. And that 10% will change you from being pedestrian and mediocre into a whole different dimension. And that happens through not one person. That happens through energizing the group. That's my theme.
Can you tell us any ways we might try to achieve that 10%?
Yeah. So it starts off with, first of all, understanding that and believing it. And then the second thing is to realize that Karl Marx was right when he said that we throw away the best part of the people. We use their labor power and not their minds. So all of us have to find, we all have a tendency to denigrate or diminish our own capacity. So we have to, first of all, know that we say no too early to all kinds of things we're really able to do. And that in many ways we're our own worst enemies. We're either afraid or blame others for not making the circle bigger. Then there are all sorts of things that we are going to do, and we're going to find that's common in all high-performing areas, Chuck. And so whether it's a school in Mississippi that's changed its dropout rate from 60% to 2%, they have 98% of these minority kids graduating, or a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, for children, or a store like Container Store across the country. They have some things in common, and what they are, the three things are, one is that they call upon people to do something that's hard. The second thing that they have is they call on people to do something that they believe is noble. So raising better cattle than ever been raised before, or get more out of an acre of land, or to communicate something with clarity is noble, said in the right way. And the third thing is that these leaders have a way of saying, it's got to be done now, it's urgent, so it's not going to happen. Then within the work group, they have to find some way to give security and recognition in that area. And I'll talk about specific, very hands-on kind of specific things.
So when people leave the session today, what would you like them to take away and then hopefully be able to apply in their own lives?
Right. Number one, I want them to leave feeling good about themselves because I'm going to tell them the truth about their capacity. The second thing, I want them to feel good about their industry. And third, I would like them to leave thinking about one thing, one that they alone can do that will make a significant difference in their work team, in their organization, or maybe their family. One thing that they can do in the next few months 10% better. And I'm going to leave them also with metaphors. And I use magic in poems and stories as a way to have people remember the few points that we're going to make. And I'm just going to remind them of ideas that they know.
Well, thank you very much. That's Barry Richardson, who is doing the closing session here at NAMA 2006 and talking about how to get extraordinary results from ordinary people. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.